Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sean Showers, current Washington County attorney, who's been appointed by the governor to be a judge.
First, congratulations on your appointment. Can you let our listeners know what happened over the holidays?
Yes. So my wife and I and our kids were heading out for a family Thanksgiving with her family in eastern Ohio. A little before noon Eastern time, I got a call from the governor and lieutenant governor, and he informed me that I had been selected to be the district court judge to fill Judge Dan Wilson's vacancy.
And moving forward, where will you be serving then?
My office will still be here in Washington County, upstairs on the courtroom floor. But the 8th Judicial District, and specifically District 8A, consists of 10 counties as far southwest as Appanoose County, as far northwest as Poweshiek, Mahaska County, over to Washington towards the northeast, and as far southeast as Van Buren County. It's also possible, since you're in the 8th Judicial District, they'll send you to 8B Judicial District, which is Burlington, Fort Madison, Keokuk, Mount Pleasant, and then Loisa County.
Can you give us a little bit of your background in law, where you studied?
Yeah, I went to Iowa for undergrad, and then for law school, I started actually in the winter or the spring semester down at Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas. They had an early start program, and I thought I might want to be in the Kansas City area, and I started down there and met my wife at Washburn, and we finished up law school in 2.5 years, and then we decided to come to Iowa. And when we got back here, I was assistant county attorney in Mason City, and then here in Washington, and then public defender in Ottumwa, and then Oskaloosa area as well in that region, and then county attorney since then.
And what happens with your position now once it's vacated?
Well, the board has 40 days to appoint or to have an election to get a replacement for the office. There can be, depending on the timing, my last day could be one day, and the next day they could appoint somebody. Maybe a more likely scenario would be that one of the assistants here in Washington would be kind of serve as the acting county attorney. You don't have to live in the county for that. And then they would make their appointment when they felt more comfortable. And then obviously, if the board appoints, the voters, the electors, have the opportunity to petition for a special election. So there's a lot of the process to play out. So it's kind of up in the air how that will happen.
And with that, if people choose to petition for a special election, how does that work?
Well, the board, I know the auditor's office has dates that they have for potential days for special elections, and they would be able to get, if the petitions had the signatures required, which I think was 1,093, then they could get a ballot together for a countywide, that'd be a countywide election on the next possible special election day, which would be my guess in the spring would be probably be when it would be.
And if people are looking to apply or choose to pursue being on the ballot, what kind of qualifications would they have to have?
Well, you have to be able to become a registered voter in Washington County within 10 days of appointment or election. You have to be registered to practice law in the state of Iowa. Those are kind of the legal requirements to be elected to the county position.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sean Showers, current Washington County attorney. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.